Welcome at Thairai Cemetery. This is the end of the walk. The last time I came to this cemetery, I was astonished by the wilderness of this place. The disorganized orchestra of flowers and plants, of fallen stones and names of dead. I imagined the souls and the ashes of the dead growing into wild plants. I could see life cycling from death to life. I could feel the interconnection between all beings, between the animate, the plants, and the inanimate, the dead buried, and the stones. I touched lichens eroding the stones, highlighting the always changing cycles of life. Wildness, I thought, is in the interstices of the overbuilt environment, where life finds a place to grow and thrive. Learning to observe this life within the cement, this emergence of color in the gray, requires to pay attention to the details and to other more than humans. I found peace with the dead and the bees, with the lichens and the flowers. This stroll in Thairai Cemetery made me think of the study carried out by Anna Pringle. She studied the demography of lichens in Petersham Cemetery in Massachusetts. She's looking at the demography of lichen to answer this question: why do organisms age? This is especially interesting as it is thought that the vast majority of mycelial fungi, excluding single-celled organisms such as yeast, are immortal. What Anna Pringle in 2018 found is that what was considered an individual lichen does not seem to age in senescence, but some parts might detach and might die. The question thus is not if the lichen ages, but what is an individual and what enables organismal behaviors and coherence. Such mystery shows how much is unknown right below our feet. It highlights the connection between all beings. The ashes of the dead human enables the growth of a plant. The stone of the grave became the support on which the lichen grow. It also shows other ways by which organisms live in the world. Lichen may be immortal, always changing and growing. We have reached the end of the walk. Thank you for participating and joining until the end of this adventure. Thanks also for having opened your ears and your eyes to discover this peculiar organism and its diversity. I hope this walk has made you think about the presence and importance of lichens in the urban ecosystem and in our understanding of natural phenomena. You'll have noticed that our ideologies influence what we see and what we want to see. Current discoveries about fungi and other organisms such as lichens reveal ways in which beings live on the planet. Perhaps the crises that are coming, social, ecological and political, will trigger changes in our perception of the world, deconstructing a nature-culture dualism and rethinking the place of human in a world made of complex networks of interactions. In any case, I hope this walk is a step towards discovering the city in another way, decolonizing urban spaces from anthropocentric ideas and seeing them not only as human spaces but as complex interaction of different species. Thanks again for your presence and see you very soon.